USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump's campaign has filed an emergency injunction against Georgia election results. Election observers and critics have identified large amounts of problems with the Georgia election, claiming errors, questionable regulations, procedures, not adhering to procedures, some being possible fraud. The injunction was accompanied by 11 affidavits from poll workers and observers claiming voting or recount irregularities. Political consultant Dick Morris tells Newsmax election officials are intentionally hiding important information.
The problem in Georgia is that the state will not give us the list of people who voted. And they have that, and they will not turn it over to us. And we need that list to be able to call those people and find out if A, they're alive, and B, if they actually voted.
Thursday Night Football, Arizona Cardinals at the Seattle Seahawks. 8:20 p.m. Eastern on Fox and NFL Network. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Let's get an update on what HHS says about Thanksgiving gatherings. USA Radio News, Tim Berg.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar spoke Wednesday about the coronavirus pandemic, talking up the very encouraging news about vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna. The CDC recently sent out guidelines about how people should safely celebrate Thanksgiving, which Azar made a point of noting on Wednesday.
The safest way to celebrate Thanksgiving this year is at home with the people you live with and through virtual celebrations. Gathering indoors with people who aren't members of your household is a higher risk activity for spreading the virus. Please know that there is light at the end of the tunnel. Because of the sacrifices Americans have made and the hard work that so many have done, we will have the chance to celebrate holidays much more safely with family and friends, not so far in the future.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You can get the best night's sleep of your life at the best savings you'll ever find. The MyPillow Premium Pillow is on sale right now. A standard or queen premium MyPillow, $29.98. King size, only $5 more. That's a $40 savings. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Also, great savings on all the MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
As advertised, erosion of our Second Amendment rights should surprise no one if Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden gets to Pennsylvania Avenue. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
At least 20 million rifles and 150 million ammunition magazines would be caught up in the sales ban and registration scheme Joe Biden touted on the campaign trail. According to the National Shooting Sports Federation report, the new taxes would cost Americans more than $34 billion. Biden wants to ban the new sales of AR-15 rifles and similar firearms, as well as any ammunition magazines holding more than 10 rounds, sizes that come standard on most modern rifles and handguns. Biden also talking about a National Firearms Act, which would require gun owners to pay a $200 tax stamp for each item. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thursday Night Football would be a good one as Arizona heads up to the Emerald City to play the Seahawks. Both teams are 6-3 on the season. Seattle quarterback Russell Wilson on confidence.
He likes to just keep climbing. And, you know, I think Vince Lombardi said something about that one time. I think he talked about just, you know, the man who's on top of the mountain didn't just get there. The guys that can keep getting up and keep swinging. And those are the players and those are the teams that keep overcoming. And what I do know about myself, I'm an overcomer. You know, I'm a guy who just, you know, I've been doubted before. One thing about me is, you know, I'm going to keep swinging.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.